Professor Chomsky. Would you be willing to take a position, Professor Chomsky, on the parallel between the development of fascism through the disenfranchisement of the middle class in Germany between 1890 and 1930, and a similar disenfranchisement which seems to be going on in the middle class of the United States, and the development of the seeds of fascism within the United States of America today?
I really don't think it's a useful comparison. For one thing, it's worth remembering that Germany, prior to World War I set off a wave of manufactured anti-German hysteria in the United States, like the Boston Symphony couldn't play Beethoven, things like that. But prior to World War I, before the mass hysteria organized by the Wilson administration, Germany was regarded as the model democracy. You look at American political science literature, and they regarded Germany literally as the model to follow for democracy. You know, efficient bureaucracy, voting, big social democratic party, huge, way beyond anything in any other country, strong left movement. It was the model democracy. The Weimar Republic, in between the wars, up till 33, was again a, you know, horrible conditions, but a pretty well-functioning democracy. Hitler came along, of course, that changed, but Hitler didn't disenfranchise the middle class. In fact, Hitler was probably the most popular leader in German history up until things started to go wrong, partly because he was carrying out what was called a social revolution that was improving the economy, you know, giving people things and so on. There are comparisons to be made, but I really don't think that's the one. In the United States also, I don't really think it's correct to talk about the middle class being disenfranchised. The entire population is being disenfranchised outside of a very narrow elite. I could go on with this, but the last elections were pretty striking. I mean, almost no voters had any idea what the stand of the candidates was on issues. Not because they're stupid, but because the elections are designed so as to prevent people from knowing. Elections, after all, are run here now by the same guys who sell you toothpaste and lifestyle drugs on television. You look at an ad on television, you don't expect to be informed. You expect to be deluded. That's the point of those hundreds of billions of dollars. And when they sell candidates, it's the same thing. They're projecting imagery that's supposed to delude people, but the last thing they want people to pay attention to is the issues. And the reason for that, which doesn't get reported, is that there's extensive evidence showing that the bipartisan consensus and the media are far to the right of the general population on a whole host of major issues. So it's quite important to get issues off the agenda and to project imagery like in toothpaste ads. And that's a kind of disenfranchisement, but it's a different kind than what was carried out in Germany.